Though some praise was heaped upon a planned Habitat for Humanity project in the city's North End, it didn't escape a Tuesday evening public meeting unscathed. A total of 14 official plan and zoning bylaw amendments are being sought to allow the six-story, 48-unit initiative to go ahead as is at 303, 309 and 317 Speedvale Avenue East, located on the south side of the road between Stevenson Street North and Metcalf Street. Why is this proposal even being considered? Nearby resident Sarah Reynolds asked council. These are major amendments. They affect health, safety and environmental items. In our opinion, the building does not fit in this lot, she said, adding she was asked by a number of neighbors to be their voice in delegating to council. She expressed concern about the impact of water runoff and worsened flooding on nearby Metcalf Street, as well as traffic volume and other matters. This is a great location, commented Cowan. Kathy Downer, noting she has concerns about the cumulative impact of the 14 requested amendments. Among them is an increase in density, increased maximum building height, various reduced setbacks and fewer required parking spaces, to 48 from 65. Reynolds pointed out there's no on-street parking in the immediate area. City staff noted many of the submitted studies and reports still need to be reviewed, with a report and recommendation likely to be presented to council for consideration in September. Ryan Deska, Community Engagement and Development Director for Habitat for Humanity Guelph Wellington, told council the project was initially planned to made up entirely of affordable owned units, but the agency has since shifted to include some rental spaces below the provincial government's threshold for affordable housing. He also noted discussions are underway with a local Rotary Club to put solar panels on the roof and the south-facing facade to help keep residents' utility bills down. Habitat for Humanity already owns the properties, which currently include two 1.5-story homes and a 2.5-story professional office building to be demolished. The proposed build, which comes with one parking space for each unit, is to feature 11 one-bedroom units, 17 two-bedroom units and 23 bedroom units.